Victoria last month are legally entitled to be in South Africa. The Department of Home Affairs says it checked their status and were trying to get them to return to their homes in the country. The statement from the Department of Home Affairs said the process of verifying the status of protesters was completed while they were being held at the Lindela Repatriation Centre. They were taken there after police removed them from the parking lot and grounds of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. Officials said protesters are in South Africa legally, with some documented as refugees, while others documented as asylum seekers. Some have returned voluntarily to their places of residence in South Africa, despite fears of xenophobic attacks which caused the protest. And finally, two prominent researchers from the Faculty of Engineering and Built Environment and College of Business and Economics at the University of Johannesburg have been awarded research and innovation chairs in their respective fields by the Education, Training and Development and Practices CETA. The new fully funded research and innovation chairs are headed by Prof. Telukdare and Associate Professor Prof. Dankiso Moloi. Gold is trading at $1,477.69 an ounce. The dollar's at 14 rands 59 cents, 16 rands 17 cents to the euro, and 19.13 to the pound. It's a rainy day in store for Gauteng today, with thunder showers expected, with a low of 11 degrees, peaking at 15 degrees in Joburg. Your top trends on Twitter this hour include hashtag Lamza, load shedding, Illuminati, and Fagaza. And now to recap your top story at 7 a.m., Eskom is unable to say when load shedding will stop.
Now let's have a look, if I can get my mic as per usual. But yeah, let's have a look at your traffic this morning. It's a very wet and foggy morning in Johannesburg and surrounding parts of Gauteng. Make sure that your headlights are on and you are traveling safely. In Houghton Estate on the M1 northbound, there's queuing traffic towards the Landhof Road exit. In four ways on the N1 northbound, there's a stationary vehicle after the William Nicole exit. So there's slow moving traffic there, probably because people are lamzanning each other there. In Bedford View on the N3 northbound, there's queuing traffic between Albertine and Bedford View. In Eldorado Park on the N12 eastbound, there's queuing traffic towards the Golden Highway exit. And then in Ilovo and on College Drive, there's roadworks, traffic restrictions at Rood Road. So expect delays there in the area because people are busy rubbernecking each other there.
Wow.
And then, yeah, if you have any other further updates to tell us about, we are on 0817255228 on WhatsApp.
And now to take a look at your sporting headlines. Arsenal slump to first home defeat by Brighton, and Foster says Watford can avoid relegation with an English coach.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Simi Sims, and you're listening to the UJFM Breakfast Show.
Dance when you jump with your friends at a party. What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me when you close your eyes?